Wondering what life is really like on Canada's wild and crazy West Coast? This podcast is all about the people, the places, and Vancouver Island time. Together, we'll explore this island paradise, a combination of ocean, city, and country living. We'll meet the fabulous locals such as the Fudge Fairy and the Chicken Lady, who have chosen Victoria and Vancouver Island as their home. And we'll learn what makes this place unique and special to those who live here. And now, your host of Vancouver Island Time, Jane Johnston.
Hi, everybody. It's Jane Johnston from Vancouver Island Time. I'm here with Magdalena Anna, and she's going to be talking about Denman Island, which is one of the islands north and east of Nanaimo. So Nanaimo is about a third of the way up the island. She's about an hour north of there. There's a ferry to and from the island from Vancouver Island. So it's kind of a special place. Magdalena is not from there originally, so we'll ask her about how she came to choose living on Denman Island and what she likes about living there and what there is to see and do. So welcome to our podcast and vlog, and we're so glad to have you. We're just wondering, well, first of all, how did you hear about Vancouver Island Time? And because you reached out to me, so that's, I really appreciate that. How did that happen?
Thanks for having me, Jane. I think I found you on Facebook. Because I work in the real estate industry, so probably by doing research or something. So, I was born in Poland originally. And I was 3 when I moved to France. So I grew up in France, spent 22 years in France. And then when I finished college, I got an internship to go abroad. So I spent 1 year in Massachusetts, and then I spent 2 months in Montreal, and then I had to go back to France. But France wasn't a good fit for me, so I came to Canada 15 years ago and to Toronto. So I lived in Toronto, and then I moved to Denman 12 years ago. And this is where I have been ever since. So basically, I kept on moving out west ever since I was born.
How did you end up, like most people end up either in Vancouver or Victoria or maybe Kelowna? So how did you end up on Denman Island?
It's because we had friends who lived on Denman Island, and they took us in when we got here. So, yeah, we had friends.
How big is Denman Island?
Okay, so it's 19 kilometers by 5.
Oh, so you could almost do a run around it, really, if you wanted to. You could do a marathon around Denman Island. Yeah. 42 kilometers.
There's an event every fall at the Blackberry Fair. It's an 8K run. It's 8K. And it's part of the Blackberry Fair that we have here every year. Yeah.
How many people live on Denman Island? What is there to see and do there?
There's about 1,000 year round, and there's way more. We get a lot of tourists in the summer. And there is so much to do. So if you love politics, it's a great place because there's a meeting happening every hour between all of the organizations.
Meaning people, yes. As opposed to politics, like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So there's like a soccer committee, there's a parents committee at the school, there's one at the preschool, there's a committee at the, we have the Denman Hall, there's the Seniors Hall, and there's the Residents Association. So there's lots to keep us busy. Lots of events. There's a Baroque Festival coming up in May, which is great. There's a 5-day workshop, and there's an event on Friday and an event on Saturday. And actually the maestro is traveling from Italy, and the soprano is traveling all the way from Poland. So
wow.
It's a big event and it's a lot of fun. I know, I highly recommend. Yeah. There's a soccer tournament in, yes? There is a soccer tournament in the summer. There's for families. There's also the Denman Island Writers and Readers Festival that features Canadian writers. That's a big event. And then there's the Farmers Market every Saturday from 9:30 to 12:30.
Is that a real social occasion?
Very social. Social occasion, yes. Yeah. Yes. And I take part in it myself because I sell bread. I've been selling bread at the market for a few years now.
What kind of bread?
I make a rye bread, which is a Polish bread. Because when I came to live here, I couldn't find any bread that I liked, so I had to make it myself.
And, are there good restaurants there now?
Yes, there are two restaurants. There's two downtown. There's the guest house, and then there's one, surprisingly, inside the hardware store. Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Interesting, yes.
I heard there's an interesting cemetery on Denman Island.
Yes, it's the first green cemetery in Canada. So that was a great initiative and it's brand new.
What does that mean, green cemetery?
So it means that you can be buried only in material that is not natural. So any natural fiber or wood that has not been treated, anything that is natural and biodegradable. Yeah.
And how did that come about, do you know? That's just so interesting.
I can't remember how that came about, but there was a committee of people and they worked towards it and they fundraised for it and they made it happen.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what
Very
else?
Cool, yeah.
What else is there community-wise to do? I understand that there's a pottery tour that starts to. So do people actually, are there potters who live on the island? Is there a place for potters to sell their wares regularly? Or is this like a pottery? Where I live, we have a pottery tour in the Chosen. So. Twice a year, called the Sinking Fish Tour. So what about on Denman Island?
So there are a lot of potters on Denman Island. There's Gordon Hutchins, who's very famous, and he's here. So the pottery tour happens during the May 2 for long weekend, around that time. And it's free for visitors to check it out. And also year-round, their pottery can be found at the Denman Island Craft Shop, which is located downtown. Mm-hmm. And in the summer, in August, we have the Denman Island Studio Tour. So you don't have to be a potter to be part of it.
Right.
And that's always a fun event. So there's usually jewelers and potters and painters. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking actually at the denmanisland.com website. I don't know if it's a realtor who does it or not, but it's really quite comprehensive. What about in terms of natural adventures or like what are the demographics of the people who live on Denman Island? Are they artistic? Are they looking like for West Coast living, or are they, intellectuals? What kind of people? Young families? Who's living
there?
I'd
say a bit of everything. I'd say. My daughter's in grade 5, and not too long ago, when she was in the school, there were only 25 kids, and that was from kindergarten to grade 7. And now the school population has doubled.
Wow.
A lot of families have moved to Denman in the last 2 years, and they are moving from cities, Toronto, Ottawa, Vancouver, because the price of real estate is still lower than what it is in the big cities in Canada.
Is it, so what would a house cost on Denman Island?
I'd say... There isn't much right now, but from 300,000 and up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here you can get a condo for $300,000. There are, right now there are 16 houses in Greater Victoria from Sault to Port Redfrew that are under $400,000. So we don't have a very high mark, but the lower level threshold is pretty high. So just getting back to Denman Island in general, do you find like, are people there, where do you get your produce, and where do, like, do people buy eggs locally? Is it that sort of a place, or do they buy their chickens locally as well? How does it all work there?
Okay, so eggs, yes, you can find eggs easily throughout the year, except in the summer, because there's more people looking for eggs. But pork and beef, yes, you can buy year round, and it's local. And then there's quite a vibrant economy on Denman Island. There's a Corland Vineyard. They make, they grow their own grapes and they make their own organic wine.
Wow.
I know, it's amazing. I highly recommend, they're open every day. So if you come visit Denman Island, make sure to check it out. And they have a tasting room where you can try their wines. There's Denman Island chocolate. We have a chocolate factory on Denman.
Wow.
So it's organic and fair trade. I know. There's a brand new bakery, and there's a lot of young farmers who are moving to Denman, which is super inspiring. They're moving to Denman and growing food and raising babies, so it's very vibrant. But we have to leave the island to go grocery shopping, though. So personally, I go twice a month.
Okay, so you have a big freezer then, probably.
No, because it's just the two of us, so it's not bad.
It's not bad. Oh, okay.
And we are vegetarians too.
So it's probably cheaper. What about natural yes. things to do there? Do you, are there diving off Denman Island? Whale watching?
Well, actually, there's been a lot of whale sightings this winter, like from the shores. It's beautiful. Lots of orcas. Diving, not so much. It's more like on Hornby. Hornby is a famous destination for diving. But Denman Island has two beautiful lakes, so we do lots of swimming in the summer.
Oh.
And we spend a lot of time at the beach too. Sometimes we go swimming like three times a day. We're just driving by the lake and we'll make a stop for a quick dip. And I enjoy running. So in the morning I'd meet with a friend, go for a run, and then go for a dip in the lake, and then be ready for the day by 9 a.m. So, and then lots of walks, beautiful hikes, beautiful forest, mushroom picking in the in the fall. Sorry, yeah.
Oh.
And blackberry picking in the fall, and nettle picking now until May 1st. Yeah, it's beautiful. I like it.
What's the weather?
I say that the best part.
Go ahead.
I say that the best parts of my trip to town is catching the ferry back home, because it's nice and quiet here.
So what's the weather like there? I saw on the DenmanIsland.com website that there was snow. Does it snow up there?
We got some snow this winter. We got a lot of snow last winter, but not so much otherwise. But we get a lot of rain.
Do people kayak a lot around there?
They do, yes. Lots of kayaking, yeah. There's a sailing club.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in the summer, and they offer sailing camps for kids and adults.
Fun. Are there people who have just cottages up there who are seasonal? like who come they just are, for yes. the summer? Yeah.
Yes.
And are they Canadian or American? Or both?
A bit of both. Both, yeah.
We tend to, in the winter, we get a lot of people in Victoria from Calgary and Toronto who are, they call them snowbirds. Yeah, who are coming over to enjoy our weather. So do they come to Denman Island as well?
No, usually Denman Islanders go south for the winter. We don't get them in the winter, no. Unless they're riders. It's a great place if you're a rider because, yeah, it can be very isolating in the winter.
Right. So if you were to do it all again, would you have just moved to Denman Island earlier in your life? Or...
No.
Did you do it at the right time?
I think I did it at the right time because it's a great place to raise kids. Like we're not under pressure on Denman Island. There is no traffic. It's very laid back, you know? So, and we don't have to spend hours in traffic. So it's more time that we can spend with our kids.
Right. Well, I'm going to come up to Denman Island and visit you. So expect me.
Sounds great. You can find me at the market selling bread.
On Sunday. Yes. Okay. Well, thank you so much for giving us a little taste of Denman Island.
You're welcome.
It was my pleasure. We're going to come back and Magdalena is going to talk to us about Magdalena Marketing and how she works virtually and locally with realtors and other people in business. And she's going to give us a link and explain how to maximize your business through social media marketing. So we'll be back.
Vancouver Island Time is brought to you by the Briar Hill Group at RE/MAX Camosun in Victoria, where we bring local expertise and global presence to your property.
Hi, everybody. It's Jason, and we're back with Vancouver Island Time. I'm here with Magdalena Anna, and she's with Magdalena Marketing. And interestingly enough, she located me on Facebook and got in touch with me and asked to be a guest. You can do that as well if you go to VancouverIslandTime.com, and at the bottom it says register as a guest. We'd love to have you. So, Magdalena, how did you, you're up in Denman Island, which is north of Nanaimo, so about halfway up the island. How did you end up getting into social media and marketing?
Okay, so I studied advertising and marketing in college way back when I was in France, and that was before the internet. And I worked in advertising agencies in France and in Massachusetts and in Montreal. So when I was in Massachusetts, I worked in an aerial advertising agency. We did skywriting and banner towing over events across the United States. And then I moved to Toronto and I changed the field. I worked at RBC at the bank in human resources and recruitment services. Because I needed a change. And then when I moved to Denman, when you move to Denman, you have to wear many hats. So I had my daughter and then I couldn't work in marketing or at the bank because I was here. So I worked in home care. I worked in a restaurant and I did catering. And then 2 years ago, I got back into marketing because my friend told me that she was going to attend the webinar about how to become a social media manager, which I had no idea that this job even existed. So I got on the webinar and I got started in marketing again. And I've been working in the field for an hour and a year and a half now. And I have clients in different industries. I have a restaurant in Costa Rica, and I have a client who work in the auto credit industry in Ontario. And I work for a realtor and then for an organic tea company. So in e-commerce, and I like it. I find cool. It fascinating. Yeah.
How did they get in touch with you, or are you with them?
Word of mouth, their referrals.
And so who is your ideal client? Like, if I were to send you business, who would be, is it usually like busy professionals in a variety of industries? I said real estate at the beginning because that's how we met, but are you looking for people who are maybe don't have time to implement their own social media strategy?
Yes. So I work with people who have found their purpose in life and they are so passionate about their craft and they value social media and they know that they need to be on there, but they just don't have the time. So mm-hmm. That's when I come into the picture.
Okay. And what do you find is usually the biggest problem that people have when they're implementing their own social media? What is it that they're missing the mark on?
Well, they're lacking the knowledge to grow their followings because they just don't know how to do and they don't have the time to learn it. So, yeah.
And where do you think social media is going? So I know for my age group, there are a lot of people on mm-hmm. Facebook. I just got onto Instagram. I'm also on LinkedIn and Twitter. But I know that new social media is coming in and going. My kids are on Snapchat, which I don't really understand. Okay. What do you find for business? What's the biggest bang for your buck in business?
We use social media platforms to drive traffic to your website because usually that's where people convert. So we have to use it in a way that is compelling so that you can bring traffic to your website.
Okay. So how would a realtor do that?
By providing value, providing value like with blog posts or Facebook lives, and then educating their viewers about the process.
Gotcha. So you were telling me that when you meet with them, how do you meet with somebody in Costa Rica?
Oh, that was a family friend.
When you're advising them, do you advise them by email or video chat or?
We do, yes, video chat. I usually do video chat or in person if they're in the area. Yeah. I have also taught a workshop about social media. So yeah, it's fun.
So how do people get in touch with you?
Well, if you are a business owner, I'd be happy to give you a free social media marketing strategy. And the link is bit.ly/Denman Island. So you can book a time there with me and I'd love to chat. I'm a marketing geek. So when I'm not working, I'm listening to podcasts or reading about marketing. I would love to help you.
So it's bit.ly. /Denman Island.
That's right.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so what kind of clients are you looking for? Do you like small business or do you like medium?
Medium is good, but they must realize the importance of social media and the value that's in it in order to be successful.
Yeah. What do you think the value of social media is?
I think it's a great it's a great way to distribute your content and stay in touch with your customers and just see what your customers want and to serve them better.
I find for me too, it's a way of educating people about what's going on in my market, and just so they can understand it and compare it to what's going on in their market. Yes. And also,
yes,
podcasts like this or vlogs like this also just educate people about what it's like to live there, right? So you can do be part of without being condescending in the way you give information. Mm-hmm. You can do it fun. Do you use humor at all in your posts?
Yes. People come to Facebook to be entertained and catch up with the family. So humor is big. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is there anybody who you recommend that people follow on Denman Island?
Yeah, and there's the Visit Denman Island website if you want to find out more about Denman Island. There's also, we have a bulletin board where people advertise their events, or if you want to see what's happening on Denman Island, there's a Denman Island open bulletin board.
Okay. And that's a virtual bulletin board.
It is, yes, yes. Yes, it is a virtual bulletin board, yeah.
So Denman Island sounds like a cool place to visit. you've done a great job to describe how artsy and cultural it is and how warm and welcoming, I guess, you found the people, especially with the market on Saturdays and all the activities.
Yes.
So just getting back to Denman Island a bit, when your daughter grows up, do you think she'll live on Denman Island?
I'm unsure. She likes to travel, and we have family in Costa Rica and in France, so I don't see it happening.
You don't see it happening?
Yeah. I don't see her on Denman Island. She'd be visiting for sure, but you know, we are so global now. So we just came back from Costa Rica.
Okay.
And we are going to France for my brother's wedding this summer. So she knows her way.
She's a globetrotter.
She is. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to meet with us today, Magdalena. I've really enjoyed meeting you. You're very warm and welcoming, and I think you'd be a pleasure to work with. If we want to follow, so you're working with a realtor. If you want to send me their contact information, I'd be happy to follow them on social media and see what you do.
Okay.
Very interested to know how that works. And if you want to get in touch with Magdalena, you can get your social media strategy call by going to bit.ly, that's bit.ly/Denman Island, and you can get your social media strategy call with her, and she will follow up with you. All right, if you want to follow us again on Vancouver Island Time, you're welcome to on YouTube. We're also on Facebook, and we're on TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes. We'll chat with you later, and welcome to the neighborhood of Denman Island.
Welcome to the neighborhood. We hope you have had some insight into West Coast living. If you know of someone or someplace that should be highlighted in our podcast, we'd love to hear from you. Please go to VancouverIslandTime.com and click on our Connect button. See you next week on Vancouver Island Time with Jane Johnston.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.